A young man from Burma, a family from Iran, and a father with three kids from Somalia. All of them have just arrived here in the Seattle area, and you will hear their stories on KUOW in the coming weeks. It's part of a project produced by our race and culture reporter, Liz Jones. Liz tracked these refugees from the moment they arrived until about 8 months into their stay. That's when their federal benefits run out, and they're on their own to make it in America. Liz told me she got the idea for this project about a year ago when the Syrian war started to escalate and we saw the waves of new refugees hitting Europe.
So, you know, as we're seeing a lot of reaction to this migration crisis, we're seeing that here locally, too. We're seeing a lot of locals jumping in and saying, who are these people? How can we help? What do we do? Where do they go? So I thought one of the best ways to try to answer that question would be to follow a few refugees through their life, through their first year here, and see what it's like for them.
Tell us about the refugees you followed.
Yeah, so they all arrived within the past year, and they're all from very different places, very different situations. And I'll use a little bit of tape from each of them to introduce who they are, a little bit about them. So the first one is a young man named Tutu. He's from Myanmar, also known as Burma. And Burmese refugees are one of the largest resettlement groups here in the U.S. in the past decade. Tutu spent his whole life in a refugee camp. And here's just a cut of him talking with an interpreter about what his camp was like.
Lots of trees.
Yeah.
What did you think of it there? Was it an okay place?
It's a good place.
Why did you want to come here?
My dad wanted me to come here, so I listened to him and I came here. At first, I don't really want to come.
So one of the challenges with Tutu is his English. He got off the plane here and immediately wanted to just spend as much time as he could in English classes, but was feeling also the pressure to get a job and earn money right away. So we'll see how his story unravels. The next is a couple from Iran. It's Netta and Payman, and they're a married couple. They left Iran in 2012 and then spent about 3 years in Turkey as refugees. And life there for them was very difficult. They described it as a garbage can. They were undocumented, basically, there, so couldn't legally work. And this clip is Payman. This is the day after they arrived here, and they're living in Kent. And he's just talking about his future.
Future is hard. The way is hard. I come here because in my city I had problem. Now here started new life, and we need practice, learning, everything.
So again, English will be a bit of a challenge with him. And with all the refugees who come here, this is a common theme. And Netta and Payman run into some unexpected obstacles in their job search here and some other surprises for their plans. And they end up shifting plans pretty dramatically along their journey here. And then the last one is a young man named Osman. He's about 27. He's from Somalia. He came here with his wife and three young daughters. And let me just have him introduce himself with this clip here.
But now here I'm feeling lots of a challenge. While I am an African boy, I came from Kenya and I was been a refugee almost 20 something. I was a refugee almost 30 years, you know, because of we ran from our country, because we were being discriminated a lot. We were people who are just a minority tribe. We like to be in a safe conditions, you know. We are not the people of a war. We like peace. We depend on peace.
So what Osman has going for him is stronger English, but he did spend most of his life in a refugee camp. Somali refugees here, one of the largest resettlement groups coming to the U.S. in the past decade or so. Washington's the third most popular place for resettlement for Somalis. And part of Osman's story is he's been through a lot of trauma in his life, and he comes here and has some rare setbacks that are not common for most refugees. So he really gets dealt kind of a tough hand here, and you'll hear his story as this series unfolds.
Could you say broadly, how typical are their stories and situations? How typical of refugees who come to the Puget Sound area?
Well, of course, they all come from unique backgrounds, unique challenges, unique personal challenges, but they have so many similarities and so much in common. I think a common theme for all of them as they're leaving despair and coming here looking for hope and opportunity. Something I heard a lot was everybody was homesick. They were missing their relatives that they left behind. Everybody said, this is not what I expected. It's a lot harder than I expected. Everybody said, I need a car to make it in America. Everybody just needed a car. They ended up commuting so much on bus, transit, 2 hours each way to their jobs and probably needing a second job. But how do you make that work when you're commuting 4 hours a day?
Talking with race and culture reporter Liz Jones, and you've spent the last year learning about how refugee resettlement works. What are some of your big takeaways?
As I was working on these stories with the new refugees, I also met a lot of their relatives who had been here longer. And some of them, you know, here 7-10 years, still kind of working the same jobs, still with pretty low levels of English. One family I met said, you know, in the 7 years they'd been here, they'd been to a movie one time. They saw Harry Potter with their son. Never been on a vacation, maybe one overnight somewhere. So it takes a while for their lives to kind of progress and to find some stability here.
We've talked about how resettling refugees is a flashpoint in this presidential campaign. Liz, over the last year, how did you see that fact affect the refugees you met and the people who work with them?
I profiled just 3 refugee cases, but I met dozens more along the way. And to a large extent, I think how this is affecting them is sometimes they're keeping a little bit of a low profile. They're worried that the U.S. may close its doors to more refugees and what happens to their relatives who are still in refugee camps or still facing dangerous situations back in their home countries.
That's KUOW's race and culture reporter Liz Jones. And you can hear the first part of her series tomorrow here on The Record on KUOW 94.9 Seattle News and Information.